so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Mic number three, maybe?
Hello?
Yeah,
oh,
no.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Okay. So, like, a screw just fell out of mic number two, which is why I screamed. I'm sorry to all those listeners out there. This is Mandy B.
This is Lorraine World Peace.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
I'm in a state, my dudes. Okay, I'm just going to put that away.
A state?
A state of mind. Some may say an empire state of mind.
Oh. Have you ever played that song on air?
Probably not, but we should.
Yeah, I think that's going to be next.
So, yeah, it's just...
Oh.
Midterm mayhem.
Beep, beep.
We're just honking and proceeding as best we can. But I just happy to be in the stew for a power hour of non-study fun. Am I right, Libretti, or am I right?
Indeed we are. My last glance, my... Blah. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow... You know leather. Those, like...
Yeah, I do. Tongue twisters?
Yeah.
Sally sells.
The classic vocal warm up.
Mm-hmm.
I even got to the studio early today because my class was canceled.
What?
But I went.
Oh.
And then I was gonna be late, and then another kid who went was like, "Hey, you don't have class," and I was like, "Perfect."
That's awesome because I was gonna be late. Wait, that's the greatest news. So what'd you do?
I went to Ginn and did. Like sent emails and like started at my physics problem set and for abroad and did things for abroad and
that's so excellent because that was just like a gift of time you
correct
didn't know you had.
Right, exactly.
Way to just seize it.
This Monday, so to all our listeners out there, Tufts, we had a long weekend this past weekend, and then Tufts was like, "All right, Tuesday, you start. You have Monday off. Congratulations!" But plot twist: Tuesday is a Monday, and it's throwing me for a loop. However, I like it. Like, I'm confused, but I enjoy it.
It's so arbitrary, but also that it just makes, like, tomorrow we have the same exact classes, which I just, like, I don't need to go to food systems again tomorrow. Like, I'm not going to lie. But I also had a Politics of the American South lecture today, and the content from today's lecture is on my freaking midterm tomorrow.
Wow.
That's unprecedented.
Yeah, that's some, like, STEM level.
Yeah, I was
bull.
But then I was like, the professor is also the dean of arts and sciences here, and I was like, he really can do whatever the frick he wants.
Wow. He really was, like, trying to go above my head.
Yeah, he was like, you won't. I know you
I
won't.
Dare you.
I was like, you're right, Dean. Like, I won't because you're so scary.
I said the only time I've seen you today, Beans, was when you were walking to the gym. I was doing work at my front window, and I was like, "Bye, Amanda."
Aww.
And then I saw you come back because I was still doing work at my desk.
Yes.
I was like, "Hi, Amanda." And then I saw you look very like sad and like, but motivated and like, and with on a mission.
I've been on a mission all day. Like every minute is.
Did you change your pants?
Out.
What pants are you wearing? Oh no, same pants.
Yeah, I definitely didn't change my pants.
Mid like things to do
because that
study outline change pants
just to mix it up a little bit. No, that actually didn't fit into my schedule today for changing my pants. I do like to do a
midday outfit change,
a midday like second wave, you know, just to keep the fans engaged. This is like the first human interaction I've had all day talking to you and the fans, so I'm happy to be chatting away.
I went to Whole Foods.
Really?
With Sarah, yeah.
Any notable products?
Excuse me, computer. I put you on Do Not Disturb. How dare you interrupt our flow like that?
Come on.
What was the question before we were so rudely interrupted?
Oh, notable products.
Oh. No. Okay. It was a very mundane shop.
It's respectable. Sometimes you just gotta get the basics.
Avo. Hummus.
I'm almost out of hummus, and I finished my last avocado, so.
Whoa.
These are all things that I need.
Trouble, but luckily it's Tuesday.
It is.
You know, not your classic Sunday, like, I'm out of food predicament. Well, yeah, I don't know what to make of that.
No, it's almost worse because I'm midweek, and I'm just, but it's okay because so my parents were here this weekend. And they're just like, I love them with my whole heart. Scott and Kath, if you're listening, like, you really just make my world light up. And they went grocery shopping for me.
Ugh.
So they like didn't get a couple things.
That's
because,
like,
I forgot to tell them to get a couple things.
But wait, they went without you?
Yes.
What? Where were you doing?
I had a study.
Oh, my God.
I'll go another time. And they were like, no, like, we're not doing anything. Like, we'd rather just go to Whole Foods for you.
What?
I was like, I don't deserve you guys.
Aww.
So, yeah, this is just appreciation shout out for them. And while they were grocery shopping, I brought my dog in to Ginn Library.
What am I being given?
A lotion.
Oh,
do
cool.
You want any?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We're just moisturizing in the studio.
Moisture in the stew.
Yeah.
Mandy Beans, she was just like rummaging around in her little, like, she has this zippered Vera Bradley bag of wonder.
It's the most random thing.
Yeah, wow, this smells great.
I know.
Now, like, the next DJ is about to, like, find my, like, lotion grease all over the controls. And she just starts rummaging. And I was thinking, like, chapstick, like, white out for some reason came to my mind. Like, and but then she just whips out. I've never known you to be one to moisturize when the moment strikes.
I don't. I'm not, like, a public moisturizer, I'm not going to lie. But my hands are so dry for some reason. Maybe, okay, like, the nippy weather.
Mm. It is nippy.
It is. And, like, it was nice. It was so nice in the sun today.
It was.
But then, like, the moment that the sun goes down, like, it's just,
I need a
so
scarf.
Chilled.
Yes. Where's my cashmere? That was my question.
Cashmere.
Snap. Why? I need a cashmere person to just be like, cashmere person, cashmere me. Oh, God,
she's,
I hate myself.
Call. No, it's okay. She's on that in, like, the most humble way possible. The most humble of cashmere people.
Back to public moisturizing. Mm-hmm. I think that's a hilarious term.
I agree. So,
like, you know who I'm thinking of. When I say public moisturizer, you think,
oh, no, I just don't want to say the wrong thing.
There's, like, one human that, like, moisturized frequently in, like, the reading room in public. She, like, stress moisturizes.
Oh, I know exactly. Oh, my God. It's a friend who's abroad that, like, slipped my mind. But
yeah,
she, and this person, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I can't believe, like, I do know how much this person moisturizes, and they put the lotion on the back of their hand, and first
they go
back of hand to rub in, and then they, like,
we need some, if you want some sound effect.
Yeah, and then they, so they go back to back, and then they go and moisturize the rest of the hand, and it's, like, a whole ordeal.
It's a ritual.
It's a ritual, mm-hmm, for sure. And said person has lovely hands, so, like, obviously something's working. It's just a constant grind.
Yeah, she also is big into all kinds of scented bodily additions, mm-hmm, like perfume. She's been known to perfume herself with beard tonic accidentally.
Really?
Yeah, and we, like, memed her for a long time, and she just sent me a Snapchat, actually, and she was, like, took a picture of a fancy, she's in Paris, took a picture of a fancy, like, shaving product store, and she was like, can't wait to get my beard tonic again. It's like, Grace.
Oh my God. Cat's out of the bag. It's Grace.
Yeah. Cat's out of the bag. We should.
Surprise. Hope she's listening.
Her mom turned 49 this weekend. Scotty turned 50. Amanda's
big
dad.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
I have the most incredible news for you, unaffiliated Greek goddess.
What? Me?
Yes.
Oh.
And for our friendship.
Oh, mostly. My God. Unaffiliated Greek goddess. That's...
So, my...
Not Chloe Cantor.
Not
to be clear.
Because she's abroad, but she will be added to that list when she returns.
Because I feel like unaffiliated... Like, my mind... When you say goddess, my mind doesn't imagine... Like, yes, I have the proper costume, accoutrement, mm-hmm, but... Anyway.
And, like, the proper lingo and whatever. But anyway, so my mother ordered 5 shirts that say Scotty's 50th birthday, something, something, something. And they should order them to my house. And they're supposed to come on Friday. My parents are coming here on Saturday. Custom Inc. calls my mom on Thursday. And it's like, we are so sorry. They're not going to make it there by Friday. And she's like, that's okay. But they're like, we can overnight it for you till Saturday. My mom's like, that's all good, but can you actually order it to a different place then? Because we're going to be somewhere else on Saturday. So they overnighted it to my home in Medford.
Oh, my goodness.
Then said package does not arrive in Medford. They it wasn't overnighted properly, so they were like, it's going to get there on Monday, but we won't charge you for any of the shirts. But now we just have 10 shirts that say Scotty is
10?
Well, 5 at my house, 5 at Medford.
Oh my goodness.
And so
wait, Medford?
Like 5 at my house in Medford and 5 at my house in New Jersey. Because there's 2 packages that were circulating.
Oh my god. Okay, so Will did spill the beans last night. I had forgotten. Mm-hmm. I am so excited because
you want to wear them
with
yes,
me? I do.
So moral of the story is don't tell anybody if you're listening because this is going to be top secret, but like me, Rachel, our friend William. Oh, Will's definitely been on the air before, and 2 other people that want to be involved are allowed to wear Scotty's birthday shirt on homecoming this year.
2 people that are like, you can submit applications.
Yeah.
We know there will be a wait list.
Mm-hmm.
We will be sure to contact you like well in advance, perhaps like at least 12 hours prior to the start of homecoming. And yeah.
Like, start time is super loose because it's a casual thing. Like,
correct.
I won't be up at 8 like pounding shots because that's terrifying. And like, I don't want my breakfast to be marred, you know? So it's, yeah, anyway.
Jell-O for breakfast? No?
Oh, well, plain Jell-O.
Oh, okay.
My breakfast can't be marred.
And with that, we'll play Empire State of Mind, and then we'll get back to you on other favorite... What other breakfast treat is green and, like, mushy other than Jell-O?
Okay, that's really
Let's meditate
question.
On that, yeah. I'm not really sure what version this is. Nope.
It'll be good.
I don't know if this is right. It doesn't sound like Jay-Z. And I'm worried. See, Empire State of Mind Part 2.
It's a weird song on Spotify. I've tried to find it
right
before.
Next to the narrow, but
should we try? This is another one.
Look at Alicia Keys, maybe. I was just reading an article about it. Well, we can talk about this later.
This is so annoying. Wait, you were reading an article about how you can't find Empire State of Mind on Spotify?
I was reading an article about Alicia Keys and how her whole thing is like her whole no makeup like routine.
Yeah.
But it's like low-key more expensive to like have that absurd routine because like her skin has to be flawless always.
I won't stand for this. I know the whole rap.
Should you put on a different song and we'll try to find it during the break?
Yeah, let's hear it. Like, as much as I love the sound of Alicia's voice, I just want Jay-Z.
Good days, bad days. This has been my anthem today to try to remind me that there will be good days and there will be bad days.
By Kaiser Chiefs?
No, by J.P. Morton. Is that a thing?
I'm made of
PJ Morton. Good days, bad days.
These streets will make you feel brand new. Big lights will inspire you. Hear it when new. All right. I don't know what's up, but I can't find Jack Sheesh. Avocado? My mom just texted me avocado.
Here we go. Okay, I play it.
Did I mispronounce avocado?
Maybe. We'll be back.
Right.
Oh, that's the green mushy thing for breakfast.
Yeah, good one.
okay. Here we go.
Thank gosh. Thank goodness, B.
But I do know that my love will always stay.
What?
Ugh, thank God for Dolly, am I right?
You're so right, and it was so unprecedented. And Rachel was like, what's that? Oh, what's that one with the big hair? And I was like, And then she goes, oh, Dolly Parton, I got it. And then she put that on. So, yeah.
I told Amanda when we were off air, I was like, I heard that song sometime this weekend. It may have been in Walgreens. It may have been in Diggin on Newbury Street. Either way, I walked through the doors. I identified the song, and I stopped in my tracks. I was like, oh, yes.
Jazz hands popped out of nowhere. You're like, mother, kick line with me. And Claude was like, okay.
Yeah, so my mom was in town this weekend. Yeah. Also, it was a big parents' weekend.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
I think everyone was, like, ready to not be with school friends, like, this week. Like, it was a four-day weekend, and we've been here for, like, a month and a half, and everyone was like, okay, bye.
Yeah. Like, I was absolutely, like, sayonara. Mm-hmm. See you. Never. That never is 4 days from now, but, yeah.
But that feels
my
like
personal
a lifetime.
Never.
Yeah, it does. I could see you every day.
Mm-hmm, for sure,
but
yeah.
But there's few people on this campus I could say that about.
Yeah, we did it. We have living proof that we could do it.
Mm-hmm, it's so true. There's so few incidents. There's the coughing. what should we call that?
I feel like it should have like a secret file like name, yeah, as in like...
Like case one, yeah. Two, like... Oh, what was our
49.
Room number?
Oh, 304?
Case 304... Libretti coughs, Gabe rings the gong.
Like, oh, yeah, no, the cough gate.
Cough gate. Yeah, so, yeah, that was just a time and a half where Rachel and I both didn't sleep for 2 weeks, and I was okay.
I have a sensitive respiratory system.
I feel like it's gotten less sensitive.
I think I've exited the dorms, which was a crucial transition. Yes. Also, I think you taught me an essential lesson that it's mind over matter.
It's always allergies, you know?
I would also never jeopardize our friendship like mm-hmm. that ever again. It was in the beginning where Mandy Beans and I, we saw the potential that our relationship could like become, but we hadn't achieved that level of just absolute absurdity.
Should we tell our fans how our friendship began? I don't think they know. I think they just assume we've been friends forever.
Our origin story?
Yeah. Okay. Flash backward. Before freshman year began.
Yep.
I was in Tufts Fit pre-orientation, the fitness one, of course. And with just all my fellow athlete friends.
All of our friends.
All of them is the thing.
None of our friends.
None of my friends, which is the more of the thing. And then Rachel was in, please share.
Tufts Global Orientation.
Exclusively for Rachels of the world and international students, which is the greatest.
I wasn't aware that I was going to be one of probably three Americans in the group. But I did make lasting friendships. You made lasting friendships in FIT.
Yeah, I did as well. Like, overall, like, I got something out of it. I don't know if FIT
anyway,
was a net
anyway,
positive.
Anyway,
okay,
yeah.
Anyway, I digress. So Rachel and I lived on the same floor of our freshman dorm, but our friendship didn't pop off right away. I think, like,
no.
We both had our own little friend groups that we made during pre-os, and...
Mine were uphill, yours were in the building.
Yeah, it was just...
I would walk. We were the only people in our hall, like, the... before orientation week started.
Yeah.
So I would like, she would go in front of me. She was just coming back from the gym. Her, like, she had a very, like, small butt that I would just watch as she ascended the stairway to 3.5.
Butt is still small, if you're wondering.
But gains have been made.
Yeah, we're trying our best out here. Eating, like, I just finished my 16th jar of peanut butter since the summer began.
Heck yeah. So I was actually thinking about that this morning. Weird.
About what jar of peanut butter I'm on?
Yeah, because I was getting to the bottom of my almond butter jar, and I've had it since, you know, the start of school. So we're a solid nearly, like, 2 months in.
That's okay.
And that's my consumption. So, but you familiarized yourself with my butt. I've become more intimately acquainted with your butt.
It's just a beautiful thing. But that takes time. Okay, it does. So then, flash forward. So Rach and I always would like say hi because like we're both like acknowledged to, like we acknowledged that like we looked like normal cool people.
Yeah, we were like, I see you.
Yeah,
I'm mildly afraid of interacting with you, mm-hmm. but there's potential. There's potential.
There was. So then, I would like pop into Rachel's room every once in a while. Like I was friendly with her freshman year roommate.
Were you?
Like friendly.
As much as anyone.
As much as anyone was friendly.
I was friendly with your freshman year roommate. We were Spanish partners at one point.
Yeah, she's so scary. Yeah. It's fine. So then housing came around.
We were like, oh no.
And I had the worst lottery number. And so did Rachel. But Rachel goes, it's okay because I'm gluten intolerant. And so I was talked to the gluten lady.
And I'm going to scheme the system.
She's like, I can get us up double in CARM. Would you want to be room with me? And I was like, yes. So then we weren't even that good. And like we visited each other once over the summer.
Yeah.
Like, but it was casual. Like, and it was a little so forced. Like it wasn't forced, but it was like, it wasn't like, I was like, I need to see Rachel the summer between school years.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, now I need to see Rachel, like, the weekend between school weeks, you know?
Where it's like, our parents are in town, like, where are you? Are you close? Can I walk to you? Where are you now? Oh, no, I'm too far. Like, I would Uber $40 to you, but can I just transmit my love over text?
Yeah, and I felt the love. So, yeah, anyway, so then we just roomed together kind of randomly, but then we realized that we were soulmates and we never left our room because it's just too fun down there. And that's where we are. And then we're like, we should get a radio show together to solidify our friendship.
Tweet, tweet.
And here we are.
And here we are, folks. Well, that was a digression. But if you're wondering what kind of mushy green foods you can eat, we also realized that we have the same weird sense of humor and the same hatred for social interaction.
We can't talk about that right now. We can debrief about that later.
Yeah, I mean, it was just it wasn't pointed commentary.
No, we just defend.
We realized we've been lacking Dolly Parton on this radio show, mm-hmm. and I'm so deeply sorry for that. I will There's listen to her up. Whole albums, all of them, plural, and remedy this egregious error.
Perfect. I hope you all do the same. But back to the mushy foods.
Yeah, I think it's a great topic.
Claude chimed in, avocado.
Duh.
Great one.
Yeah.
We also thought about mashed up grapes.
Or
great one.
Kiwi, perhaps. You always love a good mashed kiwi on toast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a classic.
Perhaps Mandy was saying wilted spinach and eggs. Mm. I think that totally counts.
Yeah. And then I was wondering what the green eggs were in green eggs and ham.
Yes.
And we never came to a conclusion.
Unclear.
But I'm not a huge fan of ham, so, or eggs.
Morning eggs are just not doable for me.
You like sweet in the morning?
I just like non-eggs in the morning. I can do savory in the morning for sure. But eggs are sort of hard for me to digest. My mom and I were talking about this weekend.
Please elaborate.
Well, like eggs are still, I need some kind of tea in the morning, right?
I get that.
As in protein.
Yeah. Because we're constantly bulking.
Mm. In the gluteus area. Yes.
My dad's listening.
Yeah, Scotty. I know. So Scotty had this whole like, what was it? Chickpea protein kick last winter.
Oh, he's so low key on like the, he was like kind of keto for a little bit, but that just entailed him eating like 8 tablespoons of peanut butter for like a meal. And then nothing else. And I wasn't sure that it was healthy. But
my mom met Dolly Parton once.
Whoa, Claude, please call in.
Sorry. I don't know if I can deal with the phone. It's honestly a lot.
It is a lot.
We will get the story and we will relay it to you next week after I've listened to all of her albums.
Okay, perfect.
Also, as soon as Dolly Parton comes on, Mandy Bean just says, okay. And I was like, okay, like enough of Dolly. Like we can transition. That's not a problem. It's fine. And then she was like, no, no, no. I mean, like, okay, I've arrived.
Like, I'm back. Like, I was in the depths of Ginn, the Fletcher School Library, for the past 3 days. And Dolly Parton revived me, is basically what I'm saying. So thank you, Dolly.
Thank you, Dolly. Thanks, Wait, Dolly. You know whose dog was named Dolly?
Who?
Gabe.
Oh my god.
Wait, and not American Gabe. Gabe, sexy werewolf man Gabe.
Should we talk about him really fast while you're finding a PSA? He was my... Oh, because it is formal season.
Oh, yeah.
And Alpha Phi Formal is next week, and Rachel will be there. I will be there.
Woo woo!
It's just going to be the time of our lives, but for semi, which is what semi-formal, which is next week, you can get a setup date. And so I got a setup date last semester, first semester of my sophomore year.
Woo woo!
And it was a woo-woo until it wasn't, but...
It was quickly not a woo-woo, I just want to say for the fans.
It was like maybe too quickly not a woo-woo, but aesthetically, my date was just the most perfect specimen on Tufts campus, and I wish we hit it off more, but he was not into chatting with me, and that is okay.
But then, second semester, I befriended one of his closest friends, and Gabe and I spent a lot of time together. I have photos of his dog on my phone named Dolly.
And guess who didn't get to spend a lot of time with Gabe? Me.
Guess who sent a lot of Snapchats about Gabe when in Gabe's presence to Amanda, and I was just like... Sexy werewolf man is here. When can you get here? How soon? And I brought her to a social function and she stopped functioning as a human being. Like, I've never seen someone shut down as quickly as she did when, like, in the presence of her ideal man.
Okay, so let me just run this back for you because, like, I replay it in my mind every night before I go to bed. So I walk into this party and I'm like, Rachel, he's And she's like, yeah, I know, because I told you he was going to be there. And I was like, okay, cool. So then I approached said man's, and then he's like, hey, I'm Gabe. And I was like, yeah, I know, we went to formal together. And then,
and then
he was
talking
about his dog somehow.
Dolly.
But how did it come up?
You were talking about Cookie?
But how did Cookie come
peeing?
Up? Like, I definitely was talking about...
Urination and dogs.
Oh, but anyway, he was talking about his dog, and I was like... My dog just got her gallbladder taken out, and he was like, cool. And I was like, well, this has been really great.
I gotta go now.
My dog is in my own thoughts and prayers. Goodbye. And then I walked away, and then I had to depart the entire party because it was too small of a social function.
And on her way out, the best part of the story was she had one formal date, but then her formal date was so socially... He was socially awkward, too. So he invited one of his other socially awkward friends to, like, be his date to a formal that he was invited to.
Yes,
so our main man,
true.
Avi, was like, oh, I was your formal date, too. And you were like, you were absolutely not my formal date. You were an interloper, and you ruined the vibe.
And you and Gabe left after 20 minutes because you weren't feeling it, which I understand because it was a weird function. And
nobody likes those functions.
Nobody likes his functions. That's why I'm not bringing a setup ever again.
Anyway. We have a dialogue PSA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do we both get to do it?
Yeah. Who do you want to be? Karen or Laura?
Laura feels right for me.
I feel like Karen is right for me.
Okay.
So next, it's entitled Next Trip to the River.
Ah.
Would you like to read the undertitle or the asterisk?
I would.
Set the scene.
Birds chirping.
Tweet tweet.
Children laughing. Sprinkler. Collar jingling.
Wait, I actually have a good one for this because I have my dog's tag on my keys.
Oh,
my dead dog's red tag.
Lulu is also in my thoughts and prayers. Oh, can you hear that? I could hear it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, good. Karen, it's your turn. It's your time to shine.
Oh, okay. Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. That's you. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
A bark.
Woof.
And a jingle of a collar.
I'm not getting the collar again.
You know what it sounds like.
Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decompostable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
dog whimpers.
Meow, meow.
You want to be the voice?
Make sure.
Yeah, that was like, good.
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river.
Roof.
Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
That was the most confusing PSI. I'm so sorry. They should have told us what it was about from the start. Like, I don't know where we were going.
It was abrupt.
It was so abrupt. Mm. They were like, don't do that. And I was like, what are they not doing? And then it was apparent dog shit, but they didn't make that clear.
Mm. I had no idea when I chose it.
I'm so glad we did that one.
Ugh.
That was our first acting endeavor together. That's a lie.
Where have we acted together before?
Were you in Sydney's?
No. Yes, I filmed it. I'm a behind the camera, behind the microphone kind of gal.
Yeah, but she just took a step into the spotlight and she thrived.
When we come back, I have a thing to tell you about power trips.
Okay.
Okay. Get ready for some more dollar. Oh, no. Come on, Dolly. Dale, we want you. That was going to be so smooth, but it just wasn't.
There we go.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene. Let's get rich and build a house
on a mountain making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
Well, you might be a bit confused,
and you might be a little bit bruised,
but baby, how we spoon like no one else. So I will help you read those books, if you will soothe my worried looks,
and we will put the lonesome on the shelf. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I. Let's get rich and buy our parents' homes in the south of France. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
On the block, the crime was looking up the truth. And as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. And then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Will any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. And then I think about I never could explain. Some other fool across the ocean years ago must have crashed his little airplane. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo. Say, look what I had to overcome from my last life.
Ugh, thanks, Ingrid. No, thanks, Indigo Girls.
And Ingrid.
And Ingrid, yeah. I mean, she's coming back later.
Of course she is. Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. That was like an odyssey of songs, but they were all necessary to listen to, we think. So, and then we started talking about how the Indigo Girls are like the most classic all-female a cappella group songs
choice
to be sung. And then we were talking about how a cappella is a power trip of like people who are in a cappella think higher of themselves if because of their a cappella group status.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking about other power trips, including the radio, just to bring us full circle.
Just in case you didn't know.
This is a power trip.
This is a power trip. This has been a PSA.
This has been a PSA. I was like randomly paired with this like kiddo for my biology of water and health class. And we have a like presentation situation tomorrow. And I was like, I'm free from 4:30 to 6, but then I have to go because I have my radio show. And he's like, okay. Well, he's like, well, I have to go lift at the gym, so I also have to go. And I was like, okay, cool.
Does he think that's a power trip, lifting?
100%.
Okay.
He, quote, I've bulked 25 pounds of muscle since beginning my freshman year.
What year is he?
Sophomore.
Okay.
I was like, that's cool. He's like, yeah, but pure muscle, no fat. I was like, I didn't assume you got any fatter, dude. Like, I don't know you at all.
He just recognized you as someone also committed to the grind, mm-hmm, and the bulk grind.
Yeah.
But would you like to share what other power journeys you've been on in your life, like in fifth grade?
Probably. I was also relaying to Rachel that I had my greatest power trip in fifth grade when me...
Power adventure? Power journey?
It was a journey because it was like, okay, a formative experience.
Uh-huh.
Me, my twin, this female named Lucy, and this other female named Emily, we, the four of us, MC'd our fifth grade talent show. And because we were MCs, we also delegated ourselves to have the last act of the whole show.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Out.
So naturally, we did a choreographed version of What Is This Feeling from Wicked, but we dressed in all black and then covered ourselves in glow, like our black clothing and glow sticks, and then we shut off all the lights. So the dance was the arbitrary dance of What Is This Feeling was done in the dark with glow sticks.
Thank
on.
God.
And that's all I have to share.
We also, if we have many ideas for Halloween, many of which we've shared on, mm-hmm, air. However, if we seem to be missing an evening of costume, we can always be Amanda and Rachel from fifth grade.
We totally can be.
I'd need a fat suit. Or a
Me
pudge
too.
Suit. A pudge,
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, just like a tasteful, like, tum.
Yeah, a tasteful tum.
And like, I need to be carrying around like a loaf of bread because that was just my after school snack every day in elementary, middle, and high school. But yeah, we're doing fine. Like, tum has decreased, as did the butt, but it's okay because, again, we are bouncing back.
The power trip conversation was stimulated by a friend of mine who said, don't you feel that when you break up with somebody, it's a power trip? And I was like, I've never experienced that feeling.
That's kind of like super... like a scary thought.
It is a scary, I mean, because I think her point was you can just like let it rip, and at that point it's like you're in a great negotiating position because you're so ready to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but it's also sad.
Yeah, like if you're emotionally invested in, it shouldn't be like a band-aid situation,
right? As in rip it off.
Yeah,
in case you were confused.
I'm glad you picked up.
Oh,
on that.
For sure. But we think this is a much more wholesome power trip.
Yeah, and like, yeah, like I needed the studio tonight.
It feeds
more
our
than
soul.
I ever knew.
Exactly.
You know, like I'm gonna go home, make quick, heated up dinner situation.
As
probably
am I.
Pasta and vegetables. That's what I have every night here.
I'll probably have eggs.
Oh, good, because that's a nighttime food. And then I'll go back to the library for like 3 to 7 hours and then I'll go to bed and then I'll be fine.
And with that, we have The Chain by Ingrid Bunkelsen.
It's
as
so
in
good.
The ball and chain. The ball to our chain that is life. Our...
Also, I need to preface the song by she does all the parts herself.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Oh, Ingrid.
It's very impressive.
Again, this is Libretti World Peace.
And this is Mandy B.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Bird watching. We're so happy to be here.
Have the best night, everyone.
Promise anymore.